The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're in.
Welcome back to Mystery Team Inc. Drunk Mystery. This is our first, what we in the biz call a mini-sode. And so,
We're in the biz.
And so instead of ceremonially cracking beers, we will be drinking tequila in a Taco Bell Baja Blast through a reusable straw.
Because we love turtles.
We do. It's turtles all the way down.
It's turtles all the way down.
So what we're doing for this mini-sode is we're turning to Yahoo Answers for some mysteries. Are we going to ceremonially sip the Baja Blast?
Yeah, I don't think I have enough tequila in mine. Which is, actually, I'm literally getting more tequila.
Okay, go for it. So while she does that, I will just tell you that Kayla...
Don't tell them about the chairs!
I'm not telling them about the chairs. You brought that up, and now everyone's going to wonder what you're talking about.
Okay, tell them about the chairs.
That's not what I was going to say.
No.
What I was going to say was that earlier today, when we came up with the idea to do these Yahoo mysteries... Kayla found one that made her laugh so hard that she cried, and I'm really, really excited to hear it.
I think I overhyped it by crying.
That's, once again, are we talking about relationships?
Yes.
Great.
Here's the chairs, because I yelled about it.
I already cut that out.
Oh.
Well, originally.
Oh, okay.
I cut it out of the beginning that we, our test, but I didn't cut it out of when you just now ran away yelling. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
In the past week, I have broken two chairs.
She says as she pours tequila into her sugar mountain douche.
Listen, we all have coping mechanisms. One was a hammock chair that just dropped me to the ground.
Right.
And one of them, I think it's an antique.
Who's teak?
Who's teak? I think it's an antique, and it's, like, wicker on the butt part, and I kneeled on it, and it was, like, zoop, yeah. And now that one's broken.
Like a little wormhole opened up. Before we get onto the Yahoo Mysteries, a little bit of business. That's Kayla, and I'm Owen Wilson.
That's all true.
That's Kayla, and I'm Maggie, and this is Mystery Team Inc., the podcast...
Where we might actually solve some mysteries this time.
No, we might.
Because today. I feel like Yahoo Answer mysteries are easier.
Yeah, they are. That's one of the reasons why I think we turned to Yahoo Answers, because we felt like they were more on our level.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I think I need to do this one first.
I agree. I've been waiting all day.
Not the one that made me laugh cry.
Ugh.
Don't worry. This one's called Solving Mysteries... ...
I'm already so unfortunate.
And the sub question is...
Wait, who's the user?
There wasn't one. What are some steps to solving a mystery? I thought that was appropriate.
Oh my God.
So here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I pulled an answer.
Okay.
There are 5 steps. Now, disclaimer. This person says... I'm no intellectual author or anything like that. However, I found your question interesting, so I thought I might give it a shot. So.
You want us to guess?
I know what they are.
Oh, I have to guess by myself.
I'm Mad Libs you.
Okay. I love
Ready?
That idea.
Okay,
yeah.
Step 1. Identify.
The mystery.
Yes!
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
I'm totally qualified to do this.
Number 1 is identify what the mystery is. Something missing, someone missing, or worse, identify what it is and if possible when and where this mystery happened.
The face you just gave me.
Okay, step 2. Identify
the clues. Okay, wait.
Listen, here's the problem with this game, I just realized. We're pretending that this is coherent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Okay. Identify the origin of the mystery.
Yeah, kind of.
What does it say?
Identify any people for proof that the mystery really took place.
I am constantly in doubt of whether or not any of the mysteries ever took place. So that's actually a very important step that we normally skip.
We haven't identified any people for proof.
Mm-mm.
Step two goes on to say, if you have no witnesses to validate the mystery happening, then try to verify by videos, photos, tracks. Like fire tracks? Or no, like Bigfoot tracks. Something more concrete.
What is a fire track?
Like
a fire truck?
No, it's like
oh, a fire track. Okay.
Something more concrete that the situation did exist prior to the mystery happening. Okay.
I just love Yahoo Answers so much.
Step three, identify.
Oh my god, they're all just identify stuff?
No.
Identify the culprit. No. Identify.
That's close.
Really? Identify the Bigfoot.
No, okay.
Did I? Warmer or colder?
Colder. It's identify the people involved in the mystery.
That's step two.
I know. This is what, because when I told you that it's not coherent, I looked ahead and I was like, well, what the fuck thing? But I think the difference is this one is like.
Not for proof.
Go find a person to prove. So find proof that it happened.
Right.
I don't know why people is in there. This is identify the people involved in the mystery. This no punctuation. So I'm going to do a one breath run on. Identify the people involved in the mystery, who they are, what they do, and how they are connected to the situation. If you find people, you need to establish where they were when the situation happened and validate that, which is very good advice.
Mm-hmm.
We're not following any of these steps, and we try to solve our mysteries.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Do we try to solve our mysteries?
No.
Okay, great. Move on.
Okay, step four. Determine.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Determine the cause of death. Determine.
No, this is just mysteries in general. It's not
murder.
I know.
Determine.
Qui bono.
Determine. This. How could I possibly guess this? It doesn't make any sense.
I gave you a clue.
Oh, I don't know what it means.
Qui bono? It's who benefits. It's like follow the money.
Oh.
Follow the money and see where
determine
it goes.
Determine who benefits. Final answer.
All right, we have determine who benefits up on the board. Let's see what the audience said. Determine who of the people / witnesses may have an interest in the mystery and may benefit by taking the steps taken to cause the mystery.
Ding, 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 ding. And then Steve Harvey gives that look at the audience, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Number five is not. I'm not going to make you guess it because it's not a fucking step. It's just general advice. True solving of a mystery is not always accurate because people lie, forget, memories fade in time, misconstrue the facts. Wait, hold on. Okay. So we have people lie, forget. Apparently, people also memories fade in time. People misconstrue the facts. However, with the correct pyramid of proof built beforehand, your decision may be correct.
Okay.
Good luck with your mystery. That's what it said.
Wow, that's great advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next episode, can we pull out that list and try to do it?
Yeah.
Great.
So I have a short one, and then I have another one that also has several things in the answer. So the first one is just, the question just is, ghost? And the sub-question is, are ghosts real? But no punctuation.
Are ghosts real?
Are ghosts real? I'm not going to read you the whole answer, best answer, but the first sentence of the best answer says, no punctuation. Here you go, love. I am a believer and ghost spirits demon in the ones that say they don't believe. Need to wake up. It's not a game at all, ever. Smiley face, lasso 8.
It's not a game at all, ever. That is some girls at brunch drinking bottomless mimosas, talking about what fucking Craigan did.
Craigan. Okay, so this one. Ghosts? Exclamation, exclamation, question, question, exclamation, exclamation, question.
Good.
I have two interviews with people, with some people asking about ghosts. Well, I have to have 20 questions and I only have two, so please help me. This is the best answer. These are the questions that they submitted for this interviewer to do in his interviews.
I can't wait.
One, do you believe in ghosts? Two, if you believe in ghosts, why? Three, where can you find ghosts? Four, what do you think a ghost is? Five, do you think ghosts can go through things? Six, can you kill a ghost? Should I be reading the U's as the O's when it's just a letter?
No, it's good to know that that's what it is.
So don't do the, don't no, say gonna, if who can, then how. If you can, then how? Can ghosts be friends? That's where it like took a turn for me. Nine, what do you think ghosts look like? 10, are you scared of ghosts? 11, can you talk to a ghost? 12, can you sometimes see ghosts? 13, who do you think discovered that there are ghosts? And then it says in parentheses, if the person believes in ghosts. 14, do you think everyone who dies have a ghost? If they believe in ghosts. 15, what, W-U-T, do you think they look like? Which
that's a repeat.
Was question number 9. 16, have you ever seen a ghost? 17, are ghosts always around us? 18, if they are, how many of them are around us usually? 19, do you think they have a color? 20, are they friendly? And then they wrote, good luck. That was hard, lol. That was from Red Rose, and that was answered 1 decade ago.
I just want to say that you made a very good choice with the attitude that you asked, because it wasn't like, do you think ghosts can be friends? It's like, can ghosts be friends?
Do you think ghosts can be friends?
Like, so confrontational and condescending.
It read that way, I feel.
That's the way to conduct a ghost interview.
I'm glad that you feel that way.
That's hilarious. I want that. Will you send me that screenshot?
Yes.
I have a really short one. The question is, have you ever had a paranormal experience? And the sub question is, if so, share it here. And the first answer is, I've seen a ghost.
I love that. No follow through.
With a period at the end.
Yeah. No, I knew.
Nothing else.
Okay, I want you to do the one that made you laugh so hard you cried.
Okay. It's this one, the question is, looking for only real answers, please. I have what I think to be a gremlin in my house, and I need to banish it.
Real answers, please. Ask me a real question, bitch.
And then it says, please help.
With a question mark.
Okay, and then I'm crying
again. This is the second time she's cried about this question.
Okay. The sub question is,
I hate you. I need you to read it.
I started seeing some weird things recently. I know it just moved in.
How does she know it just moved in?
Because these things just started.
I like the idea that gremlins move in.
There are 3 things. The first one is...
Oh, we're having technical difficulties.
The first one is... Okay. The first weird thing that makes this person think they have a gremlin is... is my honey is being consumed.
Oh, edit this so much because we can't.
My honey is being consumed. I barely used it and it's damn near gone now.
Okay, so situation number one. Her honey is being consumed. She barely touched it.
Great. And it's damn near gone now. Number two, random things are being knocked over. And number three, it turns the lights back on.
Not off. Just back on. Back on. So it can find the honey.
And then they say, I tried using sage last night, and that did not help. Like 15 minutes later, it knocked my keys over.
Oh my god. Does this woman just have a cat?
Yes.
Yeah, she does, right?
God, I didn't even look at the answers.
Oh my god, what were you thinking? Go what? Now.
They weren't
Fly,
good.
You fools.
They weren't helpful.
No.
I just love... I need to banish it.
Yeah.
I know it just moved in.
Yeah.
My honey. And I even Googled Gremlins honey.
There's no connection.
I was wondering if it was like a reference that I forgot from the movie. No.
Okay.
That's the one that made me laugh.
Okay, it's a cat. Mystery solved. It's a cat. Next mystery. We're two for two right now.
Yeah. Okay. Your turn. I need to breathe.
Okay. Why do ghosts do so little?
What?
Why do ghosts do so little?
Whoa.
I was discussing, and then in quotes, ghost. And whether they exist with a bus driver one day.
Why? I love,
like, if you're
ghost, just one ghost in quotation.
Me too. I'm crying now. I wish everyone could see them. These are so funny, like, just to look at. Like, visually, they're so funny. Why do ghosts do so little? Oh, I forgot to say there's four ellipses, and then a question mark. Okay, also, if you're the one with a bus driver, well, I'll tell you, so you'll see. Hold on. And she told me that a ghost was in her house, and in her ER house, that didn't know it was dead. That is to say, it was in denial. I told her, period. Quote, here is the thing, though. Why doesn't it interact with the world, then? She told me it did. She heard footsteps every now and then. So I asked her, are you sure? Because I am sure with a ghost that's in denial that there'd be more than footsteps or... Oh, footsteps, I am sure. I really should have gave her thus example.
Mm-hmm.
Say Ted died in his sleep and woke up a ghost. One that didn't pass on and had a really important meeting at work. At work at 9 a.m. So he gets dressed. And then bracket, but not like a regular bracket. Like, what's a fancy bracket?
A brace.
A brace. Open brace. Still not knowing he is dead. Close brace, period. Gets his business papers. Gets his business papers in a briefcase. Listen, I'm an expert on business now. Business because papers. we just started our own business.
Where we don't have any business papers.
Yes, we do. They're in the store.
Oh, right. We have a file folder. You're right.
We have a filing cabinet.
We're almost Ted.
Puts on his pair of lucky shades.
I hate Ted.
And drives down the expressway with the dash in rush hour traffic. I should have told her that. That really gets me to
That's
thinking,
not,
though.
Hold on.
Why do ghosts... Why do ghosts interact with so little? I mean, outside the odd door opening, or I heard someone giggle. People that believe in ghosts seem to take for granted how many things we interact with a day. Add on top of that the fact that the people who probably don't want to be dead and still want to live there lives and live their dreams. So unless there are ghost vegetables, period, then why do ghosts interact with so little or even publish novels?
Is this person suggesting podcasting.
That's the end.
That ghosts should publish novels.
Then why do ghosts interact with so little or even well, I think he's implying that they do. Because he says, then why do ghosts even publish novels?
But he's also saying, why do ghosts... Let me look at it.
Why do ghosts interact with so little or even publish novels?
I can't look at I was discussing quote ghosts.
This is filed under science and mathematics, alternative and paranormal phenomena.
Damn it. What's the answer?
This is the one the asker rated the best.
Great.
Ghosts do so little because the aren't real. People hear some random sounds in their house that are really the floorboards contracting, but they imagine that they are ghost footsteps. Although, how the hell are they even supposed to make that sound without weight and physical feet is a mystery. A mystery we could solve. If ghosts were real and did all the things that people claim, like footsteps, opening doors, turning up the telly, and so on, you'd think they would make a bit more of an effort and do something that was meaningful and conveyed some real sort of message. Random people that you meet, like your bus driver, may tell you all sorts of nonsense that they just made up. You are very right to question it. That's from Doge.
Hey, Doge.
And Asker, of course, rated that 5 stars because they were like, they You're just right. like to hear that they're yeah. right.
Wow. I think I have an answer.
Oh, did you solve this one?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me, why do ghosts do so little?
Because they fucking hate you.
Yeah, maybe.
Sir.
Sorry, I always skipped ahead to my next one. Go ahead, your turn.
I have one more.
Great.
The question is, in your opinion, about the paranormal, Okay. The sub-question is, does aliens, ghosts, angels, demons, legendary myths and folklore stories, Illuminati, 666, God, saints, Satan, devil, seven, traditional sacrifices, gods, goddesses, lords, human offerings, and to all paranormal things that cannot be explained are somewhat connected to each other?
Well, sorry, what was the phrasing of the beginning of that question?
Does. Okay.
Great. What's the answer?
Then, they wrote, then some of them are fighting to each other, the good and bad ones, and humans are used as their instrument to gain badly more power and things that can't be possible to do in a wrong matter?
I don't know. I don't know if we can solve that one. Mostly because I don't understand what the fuck they're asking.
Someone wrote, let me pull it up again because someone wrote, like, a real answer. Okay. A couple... Okay. So, this is the best answer. You ready?
Yes.
Paranormal is that body of events that our present-day science cannot explain yet. That is the only thing that the various kinds of paranormal phenomena have in common. Dash, dash, dash. Return. Yet, some people dismiss all of it because they do not believe in some, open parentheses, and vice versa, close parentheses, dash, dash, dash. The all or nothing logic error. There's more. Things like, quote, aliens and, quote, ghosts and, quote, it's multiple ghosts this time, and, quote, spirits, quote, acts of God, etc., are basically the traditional, quote, folk, all caps, explanations, end quotes, for the events, dash, period, dash, dash, which may or may not be true, period, dash, dash, as we do not have a clue yet as to why they really are. There is no reason they should be related, dash, 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 quote, stuff we do not know about yet, quote, would logically cover a wide range of subject matter. I'm tired.
I hate this person so much.
Modern physics, capitalized, with its parallel universes and flexible space-time and, quote, wormholes, hold the potential for explaining a lot of this stuff as predictions, as predictions what would happen in the event of parallel universe interactions, quantum entanglement
I can't.
And Einstein-Rosen bridges would look identical to much of what we call I'm confused. Here's why. Because is he asking if aliens, ghost, angels, demon, legendary myths and folklore stories, Illuminati 666-7, if they're connected to each other? And then he says, and then like three people came back with shit about physics. And
I hate that.
But I do love that he threw seven in there.
Yeah. Okay. This is my one more. Don't look at it.
I can't wait.
I have two and I can't decide now.
Just do them both.
Okay. Why do ghosts like to haunt? And the sub-question is, why do ghosts want to stay in a someplace and scare people and stay hidden? It's useless to me.
You know what this already is? It's a children's Halloween book. Like, why do ghosts like to haunt? And then they're like, because it's spooky. And the little girl's like, I'm not scared.
Yeah. The best answer was long, but my favorite answer was, it might be useless to you. However, there are plenty of people who use ghost hauntings to make popular TV shows, sell books, and promote their services as a professional medium. Yeah, I guess you're right. Pretty useless.
Oh, boo. Fucking party pooper.
And then my other favorite, I'm sorry, what was that filed under? Also science and mathematics.
Yeah, all paranormal. On Yahoo Answers, all paranormal related questions are under science and math. I saw a question on there that was like, why is paranormal under science and math? And I was like,
yeah.
You're clearly not enlightened.
And then I like this one too. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 15 question marks.
Great.
What kills a witch? Sub question. Vampire equals wood. Werewolf, spelled W-A-R-E, wolf, equals silver. Witch equals question mark? And then three lines down, please respond! With like four exclamation points.
No.
So a bunch of like Wiccans came to Yahoo Answers and were like, literally anything that kills a human kills a witch because we're just humans. Or I like this one that was like, what kills a witch? 15 question marks. What kind of question is that? But the best answer was, some show poured water on her and she melted. Another just healed them. She spelled poured wrong too.
What? Wait, some?
Some show.
Some, like a TV show? Yeah. Like Wizard of Oz.
Right.
She's talking about Wizard of Oz. Yes. Okay. So, the Wizard of Oz TV show.
No, the Wizard of Oz, just the regular one.
But she said show.
But she said show, because she doesn't know.
Poured water on her.
Mm-hmm. And she melted.
The one witch.
Right.
Okay, does this person...
just healed them.
Another what?
Doesn't say.
Does this person think Wizard of Oz is real?
She melted, period. Show. Another just healed them.
Healed them? Healed whom? Some show just poured water on them. On her. I think this person thinks that all TV is real.
That's the only conclusion.
And they're like, you will never guess what I saw in my window today.
They poured water on a witch and she melted.
And another just healed them.
I'm sorry. I just accidentally saw the trending questions and now we're going to have to do another episode that are just these.
Read them.
My husband is addicted to Scandinavian mythology, period, question mark. Why do humans care so much about freedom? Last but not least, do minotaurs eat beef?
Do they?
Do minotaurs eat beef? I think there is some historical precedent for them eating humans, but they would find it too close to cannibalism to eat a cow. I dare say a human would not eat, say, a mermaid or a centaur, but do minotaurs care?
I don't think a human would eat a centaur because centaurs are very hard to catch.
They're also horse and human.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No, he's saying humans wouldn't eat a centaur because they're half human. I'm saying they wouldn't. They also don't eat horse, so it's all stuff you don't eat.
Some people eat horse. Gross people.
Yeah. Is horse food? I'm gonna ask Yahoo Answers. I'm gonna ask Yahoo Answers. Who eats horses?
This one.
Do you want to start posting questions on Yahoo Answers and see who responds?
I absolutely do. Great. I want to post, you know what we should do for the next minisode?
What?
Is we should each post
a question
about paranormal experiences.
And then read the answers.
And read the answers.
Great idea.
Someone just wrote, can I get car insurance in a friend's name? Are women evil?
That one I'd like to know the answer to.
Do spelling mistakes annoy you? And spelling and mistakes are both spelled wrong.
You can't make that up.
Is it wrong to find your own sister attractive?
Yes. Next question. Mystery solved.
Why is Trump attacking Elton John?
I don't know the answer to that either.
This one's just called Survey for All White Americans. I have a question to add to that. Can you get your shit together?
Yeah. Put that on the survey.
Wow.
I think we did it. I think we solved all of those mysteries. We did it.
We did it.
We solved so many mysteries today. Just knocked them all out.
Knocked them all out. You know, I'm really proud of us for solving the mystery of does aliens ghost angels demon.
And also, why do ghosts do so little? And why do ghosts like to haunt?
Can ghosts be friends? I found one earlier that said, what do ghosts taste like?
Oh.
And everyone wrote 9-volt batteries.
That's a weird thing for everyone to know.
All two people.
That's a weird thing for two different people to know.
They were like, you know when you put a 9-volt battery on your tongue?
I guess I didn't even question the fact that I thought it was weird that two people had tasted ghosts and both thought they tasted like 9-volt batteries before I realized that the weird thing about it is why were any of these people putting batteries in their mouths?
Because I don't have an answer for that.
A mystery unsolved.
They both had to have individually tasted a battery and then individually tasted a ghost. And then both gone on Yahoo Answers and been like, now I can answer this question.
Okay, let's follow the steps. One.
Let me pull up the mystery steps. Step one, identify what the mystery is.
The mystery is, you just said it. How did two people
know to post that ghosts taste like batteries?
How did two people taste a ghost? Yeah.
Okay. Number two, identify any people for proof that the mystery really took place.
Oh. See, this is how we solve a mystery, because identify that those are different people. They might be the same person posting as two different people. What you don't have it? Then there's no proof. Oh my God, was this all a test that you set me up for? You set me up with a fake mystery to see if I would follow the steps?
This one,
copy. All right, let's get out of here.
I'm a little sweaty now.
Great.
That was hilarious.
I agree.
I'm going to do that every day.
I know. We should do more minisodes.
Great.
You can follow us on Instagram at Mystery Team Inc. Follow us on Twitter, Mystery Team Inc. 1. Email us at mysteryteamincorporated@gmail.com. You can visit our website.
No. They can.
Well, by the time this is up, they can. Mystery Team.
I hope.
What is it? MysteryTeamInc.com? Mm-hmm. And you can call and leave us a voicemail on our Google number because I recorded. It took me 10 minutes today to record our outgoing voicemail. I'm not giving you the phone number. But,
no, you absolutely cannot have the phone number.
But, yeah, anyway.
I don't even answer people who call my personal number.
Right. Do you have anything you want to say before we... get out of here.
Yeah, just thanks for giving me an opportunity to drink, talk about tequila, and laugh until I cried multiple times.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Just to always remember, we don't know.
Stay in your lane.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.